Daily Drive is brought to you by Outsell, your brand on AI. Supercharge your database. Bring more value and grow a loyal customer base through predictive marketing. Learn more at outsell.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into Daily Drive. I'm Steve Smith with Automotive News. It's Tuesday, January 19th. If you tuned into Daily Drive last week, or joined the Digital Automotive News Shift Mobility Forum, you heard a lot of discussion about the future of mobility. And you saw it on display, much of it through CES. Innovations unveiled by automakers, suppliers, and a host of other companies that are helping usher in the future of autonomous, electrified, shared, and connected transportation. It was a big week for the automotive industry. This is also a big week. President-elect Joe Biden gets sworn in tomorrow as the 46th President of the United States. With him and his administration, he brings a national clean energy plan that outlines investments in infrastructure, electric vehicles, power and utilities, public transportation, and the economic and job creation engines those investments are designed to ignite. Former acting NHTSA Administrator Heidi King knows very well how an administration's policies influence and shape regulation. She's worked for four of them. King says the policies the incoming administration has outlined in its clean energy plan are positive signals for the United States in a number of ways. She also believes incoming U.S. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg understands how important accessible and clean transportation is to Main Street America. What else does King say we should expect from the Biden administration? What are the implications of last week's changes in NHTSA safety standards regarding the automated movement of things? Does America need a national mobility strategy? We've reached former NHTSA Administrator Heidi King on the morning before Inauguration Day at her home office in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Heidi, thanks so much for joining me today on Daily Drive. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for making me welcome to join you. I'm so enthusiastic about transportation these days. It's an honor to have a chance to talk about it.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the heels of last week and the CES program. So tomorrow's a big day. What do you think are some of the things we might expect under the new administration in areas like electrification and autonomy?
Wow, I think you've really hit the nail on the head with electrification. You know, the infrastructure plan is one of the first things coming out of the president-elect's administration. We look forward to digging in deep to that plan, but I expect there to be a lot about electrification infrastructure. That's the first thing I'll look for. You know, his transition team actually included people whose expertise is specifically electrification. Secretary Buttigieg knows government from the perspective of locals. He knows the transportation grants fund projects that are designed and implemented locally. So his experience will be really helpful in making sure that those programs are successful.
Do you think anything that consumers went through, that we as a society went through over in 2020 with the result of COVID and individuals, you know, changes relative to how they choose to get from one place to another, do you think anything like that is going, anything from that is going to influence what the administration does around transportation regulation?
Absolutely. I think, first of all, we've all changed our habits. We're all much more used now to receiving our groceries and other goods through delivery vehicles. That combined with NHTSA's actions to relieve some of the burden from fully autonomous vehicles that are carrying goods and not carrying people, that will allow there to be a greater opening up in that area. I think it's a great path. You know, it's lower risk if you don't have passengers in the vehicle and if they're, for example, low speed. So that experience is going to open the door because it provides information that allows regulators to consider further steps to safely regulate autonomy. Hopefully we'll see more things like robo-taxis. We all understand now that there may be risks in the near term associated with sharing vehicles with people who aren't in our pods. So there may be increased perception of the value of robo-taxis as well.
So I'm curious, right? What we saw last week, at CES was also some very cool announcements around these pods, but they actually fly. Right. They're not on the ground. Right. We saw some of those announcements last week. I'm curious, how would, you know, these regulations around movement of goods and these reduced regulations around autonomy in that space, does that have any implications in terms of movement of goods in the air, which is also, you know, certainly under NHTSA's purview, et cetera?
That's something that's discussed a lot. I think clearly that's something that's going to require a little bit more exploration with communities. I say that as a person who's been living in a community that's had surveillance drones and helicopters quite a bit with the activities of the past year or so. And so I think the technology is there, the regulation burden is lightening, but I'm really looking forward for myself, for my neighbors, and for others to see and experience with these delivery technologies. If I'm given a choice, traffic delivery versus aerial delivery, I kind of like traffic delivery because it doesn't have the noise aspect. But I also recognize that there's a lot of technology that's reducing the noise burden, and that may be something that really increases consumer adoption of aerial delivery.
So what are these long-term, what are these new, I don't know if they're relaxed, they're certainly different rules around automated movement of goods. What does that mean long-term for the automated movement of people?
So first of all, it lets us get experience. It's really important for not only the developers to have the opportunity to see their technologies on the roads, interacting with barriers and challenges and edge cases, but also for communities to experience being on the road with an autonomous vehicle and start to understand how our neighbors are reacting to these vehicles and whether or not there are things we need to consider there. There's also going to be experience for law enforcement, for emergency services, but just again, the broader community experiencing these technologies on our road. All of us will learn from that what steps are needed to have fully autonomous vehicles that are privately owned or robo-taxis on our road. So I think this is a really fantastic risk-managed way to get experience with these technologies on our road. I couldn't be happier.
Well, it also, I mean, apart from the experiences you talk about, I would imagine some part of this is exposing consumers to this type of technology, helping them feel comfortable with it. It's kind of the thing that we hear about often is consumers might not know what they don't know and might not know they want things that are available to them. How do these efforts help, I guess, encourage, influence, build trust with, educate consumers around these technologies?
You're exactly right. Consumers, human beings, we tend to learn through experience. Our brains are wired to really put a heavy weight on our recent experiences when we're assessing things that are good for us or that are risky. So even though we in the automotive sector or we in the technology sector are talking about these things a lot and they seem pretty normal to us, to a lot of the folks in our community, they don't really have the experience. So we see it in the surveys. People tend to, you know, be nervous about the technology. Well, that's pretty understandable because they haven't experienced it yet. But when someone experiences the technology bringing them their life-saving medicine or groceries, milk in the middle of the night, or diapers when their child is sick and they can't go out, they will recognize the benefits. They'll get comfortable that it works, and that helps all of us step forward. Experience will be key.
We'll be right back with more of my conversation with former acting NHTSA administrator Heidi King.
Outsell. Your data-fueled, brain-powered brand on AI. Like a moon landing, technology takes us places we couldn't before imagine. And now, mind-reading technology for car dealers. That's Outsell. And it's one giant step into the future. Outsell harnesses the immense power of artificial intelligence, enabling you to have a continuous relationship with thousands of customers throughout the customer journey. In plain speak, Outsell is the first automated lifecycle marketing platform driven by AI. Outsell automatically builds and maintains a relationship with your customers using the most effective channels. When they need you, you're there, with information, an offer, the solution. Customers demand value. Outsell creates the kind of value prized by your best customers. A relationship that demonstrates your loyalty to them. Loyalty that creates retention. For hundreds of dealerships across the country, Outsell has replaced antiquated marketing efforts with AI-powered predictive marketing. Dealerships aren't adding another expense. They're eliminating what isn't working and replacing it with a superpower. It's time to talk with Outsell about automated lifecycle marketing platform driven by AI and how it will find, create, and nurture your current and future customers. It's time to outsell everyone. Learn more at outsell.com.
Does NHTSA have a role beyond, right, opening, allowing for these types of test cases, for these types of use cases, maybe is the better word? Does NHTSA have a role specifically in educating consumers about these technologies and these opportunities?
So far, NHTSA has done some education, really not a huge deployment. You know, NHTSA's budget is constrained, of course, by the direction it gets from Congress. That's okay. We want Congress to be managing its budget as the law would have it do. But as we get more experience, I suspect that the traffic safety responsibilities of NHTSA will be to improve people's understanding of these vehicles that are on our roads, sharing our roads, and how to behave safely around them and any emerging traffic risks. Speaking of which, NHTSA also directs states in what kind of traffic safety information to collect. And NHTSA aggregates those statistics so that we can see trends and kind of step in early and get ahead of any safety risks we're seeing. So I think both of those are going to be very important, just helping prepare the public, but also helping coordinate the collection of information so we can see trends and get ahead of them. You know, all of us, manufacturers, local traffic safety folks, as well as the federal government, when a risk starts to emerge. When we change things, you know, everything kind of changes, risks will emerge, and that's fine as long as we have a plan in place to make sure we identify and get ahead of them.
It's curious to me, you know, you look at different states in terms of regulation, right? California, I think, sticks out in the bets that they've made for, or the announcements they've made for 2030, 2035, et cetera. It seems a lot of complexity when you go from state to state to state. You talk about a national infrastructure strategy, which has been talked about by various administrations for years. In the past, we've had national manufacturing strategies. Do we need a national mobility strategy that kind of connects all of the players, but also sets, you know, an objective years out that says this is how the United States is going to win in this place, in this space?
You know, I think that's a great idea. I am very supportive of it, so long as we're careful to not let a national strategy constrain the development of the solutions and the technologies. But I'll tell you why I think that's such a great idea is, you know, there was a time when we had roads and then we separately regulated the cars, but now we know the cars and the roads are interacting. We care in our sensing equipment about striping. V2X, the infrastructure may be talking to vehicles. And yet in national policy, infrastructure policy, the grant programs go out to local organizations for planning and development, and yet vehicles are regulated in a central way. So we already have a problem where infrastructure is decentralized, vehicle regulation is centralized. We're working now with communications and we're working across agencies. Having some coordination of all of those pieces will be really important to help us all step forward in an efficient, effective way.
Helps drive the competitiveness of the United States as well, right? Drives foreign direct investment. Students come here to learn at our very, you know, we have the best university system in the world. They come here to learn, but then they're also so enticed to stay and help drive this, right? There's a competitive piece of this from a global stage as well. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Not to mention that, you know, as we all know, transportation touches on all parts of our lives, either through goods or services or experiences. And so the more effective, efficient, and safe our transportation system, the better off we all are in just about any aspect of our lives.
So let's let's close with an outlook for 2021, maybe some, you know, 3 to 5 years out. We've got an exciting day tomorrow. The administration has certainly signaled not only in transportation, infrastructure, clean tech is another one that has been really, really talked about frequently with the incoming administration. So what are you looking forward to most for 2021 and maybe the next 3 to 5 years out?
You know, I'm very excited about the stated focus and coordination. They're bringing in a lot of experts. I'm very excited about that. There are going to be initiatives that will continue, things that have been moving a little slower than you and I would have liked in recent years that may speed up. That includes improvements to the new car assessment program, NCAP. They've already, NHTSA just announced that their intention is to expand it to pedestrian emergency braking, lane keeping, and blind spot features. In addition to continued expansion of autonomy, I hope we'll see more in V2X, in vehicle to infrastructure technology development. We'll see more technologies coming to our roads that are pieces of the puzzle, like adaptive driving beam, cameras in place of side view mirrors, replica vehicles. All of these things may seem unrelated, but in fact, they're little pieces of the puzzle. We learn something from each one of them, and together that will help shape our new environment. That may not seem like the big grand sweeping change we expect at the change of administration, but transportation is driven by solid engineering and community needs, consumer appetites. It's going to move through both experience and innovation with communities and innovators, manufacturers and regulators all talking together.
It's very well said. We're all in this together, so to say, so they say.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. There's a lot of promise ahead.
Absolutely. Heidi, thanks so much for joining me today on Daily Drive. Enjoy the week, and thanks once again for joining us last week during CES. It's been terrific to hear your insights and your perspective. Be well and take care. We'll talk soon.
You as well. Thank you.
That's Daily Drive for Tuesday, January 19th. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And to catch up on all of our episodes of Daily Drive, go to autonews.com/Daily Drive. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday.